You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Okay, let's start with our message this morning.
让我们来先讲到今天早上的信息。
Many of you might have noticed that in the bulletin that we have announced a message titled to be All the King's Horses.
我想各位都知道我们那个节目单上写的今天的题目是国王的骏马。
And many of you who are careful already found out that you've been given a little tract, a little booklet by the same title.
我想也多半你们各位都注意到你拿手上拿了一本小小的一本小小画册上面的题目就是国王的骏马。
If you have not received one, please raise your hand. I'm sure the ushers will give you one.
如果你现在哪一位还没有请你举手让我们的usher 分给各位。
Okay, several have not received them, please. And the only regret I have is these are all in English.
唯一这个觉得遗憾的是因为这个全是英文。
Now, if you like them, in the future, maybe I want to get the copyright from the author and translate them into Chinese.
如果您喜欢的话也许我们去申请这个许可我们就可以把它翻成中文。
And many people would say, wait a minute, what is Peter doing here? He's preaching from a track?
这怎么搞的我们同辈弟兄在做什么难道他要从这本小册子来讲道吗
I know it's out of ordinary.
我知道这是很不平常的一件事。
But please remember, our Lord Jesus himself.
但是请各位注意就是我们的主耶稣他自己。
He used to preach from the parables.
他自己也用很多的比喻来讲道。
And he enjoys, I may say he enjoys preaching from a parable.
让我说也许他是非常的喜欢就是用比喻来讲道。
And we can say that he has a great skill to preach from a parable.
我们也可以说他最用这个隐喻来讲道他有极大的技巧。
In Matthew chapter 13, I'm sure all of you remember.
在马太福音第十三章，我想各位都记得。
As well as in Mark chapter 4.
同时在马可福音第四章。
The gospel recorded that Jesus preached to them in parables.
在那里特别说，耶稣就用比喻向他们讲明。
And when there is a great multitude, he preached from the parable.
尤其是那里有很多人聚集的时候，他就用这些例子比喻来说明。
And later on, he called the disciples to himself and explained to them what the parable meant.
然后后来他再将门徒们招到他面前来，向他们解释这些比喻是什么意思。
So let's go through the parables all together with me, please.
所以我们现在请你拿开你的小册子，我们一起来看一看。
I'll ask my dear wife to help you out in the Chinese part.
我们那个中文的部分。
She'll present that on the projector.
中文的部分，我们现在用这个幻灯机打出来。
Let's read on the first page.
我们看看第一个。
Immediately you see two horses, right?
我想各位都看见两个马。
And the white horse is speaking to the black horse.
那个白马向黑马说。
And we'd better head back. I've never been out this far before.
我们还是。
What was there? What was out there?
我们还是往回走吧。我从来没有看见这么远，没有走到这么远过。哎，等一下，那个是什么呀？
And the black horse says, it looked like horses to me.
那个黑马说，看起来好像是一对马。
Doesn't look like any horses I've ever seen.
我可从来没看见过这样子的马。
Now the next frame says, hey, let's follow and see where they're going.
那下面就说，哎，咱们看一看。黏得很厉害。哎，咱们跟上去看看他们上哪儿去啊
？And the black one says, "Yo, not on this trail. It's hard as rock. It will splinter our hooves."
哎呀，这是什么路啊？硬得像石头一样，咱们的蹄子都要开花了。
And the third frame says, "And the white horse, the black horse again saying, "How do they do it? What kind of horses are they?"
这个黑马说怎么搞的这是什么样的马他们怎么能在这么硬的地上能够跑呢
And the white one says, why are you guys all bound up like that?
那个白马
You're virtually slaves. You should rebel and come run wild with us. You're missing all the fun.
那白马说怎么你们都绑在一起吗简直是奴隶一样嘛你们该造反跟我们一起逃走你们这样太没有乐趣了。
And they went along, and the black one says, they didn't even look away from the road. I pity them.
当他们这两个马跑开的时候，跑开的时候，他们根本连看一眼都不敢看。他说：“我真的觉得很，他们实在是可怜。”
Hey, old timer, the white horse came across an owl. Said, "You're from around here. We just ran across the strangest thing."
他说：“哎，老先生啊，他看到猫头鹰说，你是住在这儿的吧？我们刚才碰到一件仙事。”
You know the owls in the English in the American culture stands for wise guys, right?
你知道猫头鹰在这个美国的这个文化里头，它是总是代表一个最聪明的。
And the owl says, "So you saw the king's coaches and horses now, didn't you?"
猫头鹰说：“是啊，你们看见国王的驾乘了吧？
对吧？” Quite a spectacle, aren't they?
真是不同凡响，是不是？
Here's the subject coming out, king's horses.
于是，
now the
这个题目就来了。
Next page, who are those horses, and who is this king?
而这些马是什么来路呢？国王又是谁呢？
The owl answered, "Well, it happened so long ago. I was just a young Ted, like you two." The king owns all the lands. In fact, by the reckoning of some, he owns all the horses as well.
啊，那是好久以前的事了。在那个时候，我还是毛头小伙子呢，跟你们的现在一样，全地都是国王殿下的。事实上，有些人承认所有的马都是属于他的呢。
Owns us? How did he figure?
Oops. 哦，他说怎么我们属于他的这个话怎么讲呢？
Went back long time. Once there were no horses in this country. The king was a lover of horses. But though he had many loyal servants, he had no horses to pull his royal coaches and chariot.
他从前三年里头并不产马，可是国王殿下却爱马成性。虽然他有许多忠心的臣仆，但是却没有良驹俊逸可供他套车驾驭的驾驶的。
Sir, what is the matter? Nothing cheers you?You have everything money can buy.
他说：“陛下，这是怎么回事啊？你有什么事情不称心呢？您缺什么用钱买不到的呢？”
The king says, "I have no horses. I love horses."
我就少了几匹马，我实在是爱马。
Notice on his face that there's one drop of tear.
那你看到他脸上有一滴的眼泪。
Now the next page says, "So the king's son went away to a far country, and at great cost to himself."He brought horses, when he gave to his father, which he gave to his father. But one of the king's enemies broke into the stables and let all the king's horses run away.
后来国王的爱子到远方去，自己花了极大的代价买了好些的马回来，把他们呈现给父王。但是有一个国王的仇敌却潜进马厩，是吧？他把所有的马统统都放出去了。
Thus, you and your father never knew the king's hardness and bit, though you actually belonged to him.
所以你们祖先虽然名义上是属于国王的，可是却从来没有披挂过他的辔头跟脚环。
But who are those horses we saw?
那么我们看见的那些匹马又是怎么一回事呢？
They were once wild horses like you, but they returned to the king.
他说：“他们有一度也像你们一样是乌江的野马，但是后来就回到国王那里去了。”
I like this next question. Of their own will, or were they captured?
是他们自己愿意回去呢，还是给抓回去的？
You know, there's a great theological debate begins here.
那在这里有个很大的神学争论在这里。
Now the next page says.
下面一个。
Well, both really.
其实两方面都有啊。
That's a mighty good answer.
两种说法都可以。
The king paved the narrow highway and put his glorious coach out for the horses to see. Of course, many horses care nothing about such things, but some felt strangely drawn to the king. They desired to pull the carriage and run on that narrow road.
是啊，国王就先筑了一条很窄的，很窄狭的驿道，把他华贵的马车陈列出来，给马儿看见。当然好像马儿根本不理这一套，但是呢也有的马觉得国王有奇妙的吸引力，他们就产生了一个愿望，要为国王驾车驰骋其上。
The horses found the king to be gentle and compassionate. He fed them with good things day after day until they knew he was their friend. Finally, several of them committed themselves completely to his care.
他们发现国王又慈爱又怜悯，他用美食日日喂饱他们，直到他们明白他是最好的朋友。终于有一天，有几匹马肯把自己完完全全的交托给他，让他管理。
Of course, wild horses are not fit to draw the carriage of a king. Their stubborn wills must be broken, a process that is unpleasant to both the trainer and the trainee and the trainer. Until they learn to be fully obedient to the slightest tug on the rein and to respond instantly to every command of the driver. Some rebelled and ran away, but others, for the joy of being in the king's service, patiently endured the lash.
当然，野马是不适宜为王驾车的，他们倔强的意志必须要先被折服。这个过程呢，是使驯马者和被驯者同感痛苦，一直要到马学会了完全顺服，对于辔头上传来最轻微的旨意示意，都会立刻顺从，回应，才算大功告成。这些马儿又又有些马又背叛逃走，有些马又背叛逃走了。另外有一些呢，他们以为，魏王效他们以魏王效劳为荣，因而忍耐，接受他的鞭策。
Though the training was rigorous, it never was more demanding than the horse could endure. The king was sensitive to the limitations of each horse and was both gentle and patient.The horses learned to trust him completely, and he learned to trust them. At the end of their training, all the king's horses were so obedient that a king could lie beneath their hoofs to adjust their harnesses.
虽然训练本身是严格的，但王的要求从来没有超过马儿所能忍受的。国王熟知每匹马的能耐，他又仔细又温柔又有耐性。不久，马儿学会了对他完全信任，他也信任马儿。到训练快要成功的时候，马儿真是驯良呢。国王可以钻在马腹之下，为他们调整这个鞍辔的松紧，也不怕出意外。
When they were ready to pull the king's carriage, he put strong shoes on their feet so they could run on the king's highway. The king used them for all of his royal affairs. He loved to show them off to outsiders because they were so obedient. They were pleased to be in the king's service and were.Unaffected by the taunts and jeers of the other horses.
等他们有资格为王驾车的时候，王又为他们加上了蹄铁，这样子他们才能够在国王的驿道上飞奔。在所有重要的庆典上，国王总让他们出来亮相，他好得意啊！这些马也真听话，他们以为以能为国王效劳为乐，一点也不在乎别的马儿来的冷嘲热讽。
I want you to enjoy the comments those horses have. Look at that.
我们看看这两个
Look at goody four shoes.
看看那另外两匹野马怎么说呢？说看哪、啊，你看他们一本正经的样子。
That's a laugh.
下面一个说笑死我了。
You know, I've tried to ask Margaret what the looky good two shoes mean, and she couldn't tell me.
那个白马说的话呢，是一个英文的一个话。我问我的女儿该怎么翻译，实在翻不出中文来。
And it says looky good four shoes, even better.
那他说这个
you can't translate it.
No.
Okay. And you know, on the Chinese one, I almost said, 那边说什么笑死我了。I said, 应该说笑死。I was trying to say 笑死人了。Then I realized it's a horse. I can translate 笑死马了。Though it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Now the next frame says, whoa, let's go see if the king needs any horses. Any more horses. Perhaps he'll have us.
说好啊，走吧，看看国王还要不要一些新马，也许咱们也会被他选上呢。
Forget it, I'm happy now. What do I care about the king's business?
那黑马说，算了吧，我现在活得好好的，干嘛理会国王的闲事儿。
And the white horse made his decision and came back to the stable. And the prince, I assume, says, look like another colt coming home, dad.
然后这白马决定跑回来了。这时候这个王子就说父王啊，好像又有一批强壮的小驹子回来了。
And months later,
过了差不多一个月的样子，几个月之后。
I say, isn't that your old friend at the head of the bunch?
他说几个月之后，他说，嘿，我说呢，那个走在最前面的不是你的老朋友吗？
What has happened to you? You've become a slave like the rest. Don't you miss your freedom to run in the fields and drink from the old streams?
wait a minute.
他你怎么了？你怎么也和他们一样成了奴隶了呢？你不怀念从前的好时光吗？在原野自由奔跑，在溪水旁边任意痛饮。
You wouldn't say that if you knew the king. One day in his service is better than a lifetime of aimless grazing. Is that familiar?
你如果认识国王，你就不会这么说了。在他的草场上一天，胜似一辈子漫无目的的虚度岁月。这句话好像很熟悉啊。
In a king's stable, then.The horses conferring to one another. War is in the air. The king's enemy has burned all the outlying hillsides.
在国王的马厩里头说，在国王战火已经燎原了。国王的仇敌把山丘的野地都给烧焦了。
Oh my! Where will the wild horses graze?
这个说糟糕了，那那些野马要到哪里去流荡过生活呢？
Old friend, next frame. Old friend, how is it that you remain so fat and sleek during the dreadful famine? Your eyes are bright and your coat fairly shines.
老朋友啊，大家都苦哈哈的过荒年的时候，你怎么还能够这么样的膘肥身健呢？你的眼光炯炯有神，你的皮毛发亮。
In my master's house, there's no shortage of grain or water. He feeds me daily from his hand.
在我主人的家里从来没有 短缺过两抹食水，他每日亲自为我喂食。
And all the other horses complaining. All the king's horses are fed well enough.
他说哎呦，这些国王的这些马，国王的这些怎么念呢？国王这些马个个都那么养尊处优的啊，你看他们消息啊、OK。
And they said, it's so unfair.
中间那个马说真不公平。
I hate them.
他说我真恨透他们了。
Me too.
我也是。
Well, you know, I read through these things alone in 8 minutes.
我自己一个人这样念过去的时候是花了我8分钟的时间。
I think it's enjoyable, don't you think so?
你觉不觉得很有意思呢？
And I think you might want to use them to get to a few of your friends who might come into your way.
也许你会愿意把这一个小单章也给你的朋友。
So I encourage you to take a few with you. If you want more, I'm sure when you go out, you can get some from the usher.
所以我鼓励各位呢多拿几份。这样的话，尤其等会儿出去的时候，在门口再多拿几份。
But also when I was reading that, several scriptures came to my mind.
但当我读到这个的时候，有好几节圣经来到我的心里。
I don't know whether you're built that way or you've been trained that way as I am.
我不知道你是不是一样，也像我这样子，这么样子训过来的。
You know, in a way, I'm computerized, or I might say I'm conditioned.
你可以说我是已经好像被训成这个样子了。
And if those things do not have spiritual or scriptural background, I probably wouldn't take it.
如果像这样的卡通啊，如果它没有真正圣经的背景的话，那我看都不要看。
Because when I read them, I realize that the Holy Spirit is giving me scriptures when I read them.
因为正当我第一次这么读的时候，我发现圣灵在我里面就把那个圣经句一句一句的给了我。
I begin to understand this could be used as preaching material.
我就一下子我就觉得这个的确是可以拿来作为讲道的材料。
And there's so much to really think about, just as if Jesus would explain to his parables.
因为这里有这么多，它的内容那么丰富啊，就像耶稣可以一点点拿来跟我们讲解清楚一样。
And don't you agree that some of you might, I am sure some of you, when you read through, the Holy Spirit already gave you understanding of some scriptures or remind you several of the scriptures.
我相信各位在刚才我们一起读过去的时候，我想圣灵也在你心里面让你想起一些圣经上的话。
Now look at, let's take back at the first frame.
我们先来看看第一个。
The white horse said, let's go back. I've never been so far. That's far enough.
白马说我们还是回去吧。他说我们从来没有走这么远过。
And the black one says, look like what, the, you know, the white one was saying, what was that over there?
可是白马一下子看到了那群马，就说，哎，那是什么呀？
And the black one says, look like horses to me.
那个黑马说，看起来好像是马。
And the white said, don't look like anything I've known.
他说我是可能从来没看过这种的马。
What does it remind you?
这个有没有提醒你？有没有提醒你？让你想起一些什么事呢
？You know, I want you to focus on the main character of this cartoon, the two horses.
我希望各位能够注意到这个卡通的上面的两个主角，这两个马。
I would say they're the first encounter of some Christian horses.
这是第一次也许这就是这两匹马第一次碰到一些基督徒马。
Don't you realize that comics, the author tried to tell us the king's coaches, the king's horses are Christians?
我想各位都知道，大那个在上面他想告诉你，这个国王的骏马就是讲了那些基督徒。
And they look from afar.
因为他们从很远的地方看。
They look like horses.
他们看起来像马。
But they are not anything they see.
但又不像他们从前从来他们看过的马。
Because all the horses they know all run wild, independent, one independent from another.
因为他们以前所看过的马都是个别的，他们就自由的很，独立的很。
These king's horses are in order and they are in line.
但是这些国王的马呢，他们在那里排列整齐，而且在他那里排的一行一行的。
They are cooperating from one another.
而且互相在那里合作，在那里配合。
And they seem to run in a definite way.
而且他们在那里跑的时候方向是一定。
They're not just running wild. They go in a definite direction. They go somewhere.
他们并不是在那随便你跑你的我跑我的，而是他们在那走一个方向。
And that they, it caused them a great wonder.
这个让他们觉得好奇怪啊。
I remembered First Peter.
我记得在在彼得前书。
If you don't mind, please turn with me to First Peter. We may leave our Bibles remain open in that section.
让我们就把彼得前书打把这个圣经打开在彼得前书第几章。
Let's look at first chapter. Look at chapter 2 first.
我们先看彼得前书的第二章。
Verse 9. What does it say here?
彼得前二章是在新约圣经337面。第二章336。
And verse 9 says, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
Okay. 第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
You know, I grabbed a wrong Bible. Actually, I should have brought King James.
我实在是应该把那个King James 的那本英文圣经带来的。
The King James says it's a peculiar people.
因为在那里是讲到他是奇特的子民，讲到基督徒。
You know, forgive me for being careless this morning because I just grabbed hold of the NIV and didn't check the verses.
因为我就光把这个另外这个译本拿来，而我没有仔细把它的那个翻译看清楚。
And you know, also in the Old Testament,
同时在旧约里面
，if you would go back with me from Numbers 23, chapter 23.
如果我们一起看民数记第二十三章。
There was a prophet, a hired prophet. His name was Balak.
民数记二十三章有一个
Balaam. His name is Balaam.
一个先知巴兰。
And he was hired to curse the Israelite people from the king of Moab, the king, the name of Balak.
Yeah. 他在那里他是他有人用钱买他，请他来咒诅以色列人。
And when he went to see the Israelite people, he looked from afar, from a mountain, just as these two horses from looking down from a mountain of these coaches.
当巴兰远远的在一个山上看以色列人的时候，就像这两匹马远远的看那些马车。
And when he saw these people, he was moved by the Spirit of God.
当他看这些人的时候，他的里面被神的灵感动。
Therefore, he spoke.
这样他就说话，受感而说话。
And what he said here, verse 9 again.
在这里也是第九节。
From the rocky places I saw them, from the height I viewed them, I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nation.
还有我从高峰看他，从小山望他，这是独居的民，不列在万民中。
And again, the King James says it's a peculiar people, a peculiar nation.
在这里，King James 的版本也是说，这里说他们是独特的民，他们是很特别的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, have you realized that people look at us as peculiar people?
弟兄姊妹们，你们有没有经历到、觉察到，别人看我们觉得我们是很特别的人
？If you don't feel that way, please reflect back, think way back.
如果你没有这么样感觉的话，那请你仔细想一想。
When you think way back, when you first encounter some Christians, do you think they are odd?
那你想想看，在很早很早以前，你第一次看到一批基督徒的时候，你有没有觉得他们有点古怪啊？
They are the nerds, people say.
他们实在是奇奇怪怪的。
They are the squares.
他们那些人是这个一丝不苟的。
They are the goody four shoes, goody two shoes. I mean.
他们那些人就是好好人。
And you know, you look at them, look down at them thinking they're peculiar, they're strange.
也许那个时候你觉得，嗯，这些人怎么那么奇奇怪怪的？
Indeed, they are strange.
的确，他们是很奇怪。
Because today we as Christians, we understand.
因为今天我们做了基督徒的时候，我们就了解。
God has called us to be a peculiar people.
因为神呼召我们来做这样独特的民。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
我们看出埃及记第十九章。
You know, as I told you, when I was reading this comics, scripture just flashed back to me.
我再说一次，我在读这个小册的时候，那个圣经节就一下子就涌到我里面来。
Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记第十九章。
And verse 6.
第六节。
This is when the time of Israelite people, they're coming out of Egypt and going to the wilderness.
在那个时候，以色列民刚刚从埃及地被呼召出来，那么他们走到旷野。
And God has called them.
那个时候神呼召他们。
And verse 6 says, You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites, he told Moses.
第六节就是在这里神向摩西说你们要归我做祭司的国度为圣洁的国民这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You know, all the New Testaments really are based from the Old Testament.New Testament from the Old Testament.
所有的新约圣经其实都是从旧约这样子过来的。
How would you think? Why do you think the Apostle Peter would say something like he said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 that the peculiar people, holy nation, priest, royal priesthood?
Yeah. 如果不是有旧约这些根据，你讲到彼得怎么可能在彼得后书里头讲到这几个名词啊
？I think Peter really read Exodus.
我相信彼得一定把这个出埃及记读得很清楚。
Now God called the Israelites to be holy nations.
那时候神呼召这个以色列人作为圣洁的国度。
Nowadays we try not to talk about holiness.
这我们今天好像都不太敢讲要圣洁。
Because when we try to preach the gospel, we don't want to offend anybody.
因为我们当传福音的时候，我们不太想冒犯各位。
We talk about grace, sufficient grace, all sufficient grace.
我们讲到恩典，讲到足够的恩典。
We talk about God's love, abundant love.
我们讲到神的爱，神那丰厚的爱。
But let's not forget, in the Old Testament, as well as the New Testament, God has called us to be a holy nation.
但是不要忘记，在新约里面，在旧约里面，通通的神要我们要作为圣洁的国度。
We are peculiar because we are holy.
We are很奇怪的，因为我们是圣洁的人。这的确是在世人中间很奇怪的。
You know, I want to lay up some of the things that I'm not going to say until later on. 留保留的不讲。
有些事情我保留，现在暂时不讲。
I'm just saying from the view.Of a non-believer when they first encounter Christians.
我现在只想看，就是这些不信主的人在第一次看到那些基督徒的时候，他们的感觉怎么样
？Although of course we know we are not holy by ourselves, it's because the Holy Spirit that we are separated to be holy.
我们深深知道，我们并不是自己能够自己怎么圣洁，而是我们被圣灵在里面做工啊、将这圣洁做出来。
But they didn't know. They saw just outwardly that we are the holy people.
但是他们别人不知道，他们只觉得哦，你们这些就是圣洁的人。
Because they see that probably we don't curse.
也许他们看到我们这些人不口吐脏话。
We don't spit.
也许我们不吐口水。
We don't all kind of things that we shouldn't do.
有很多事情说基督徒是不做的。
I'm not sure every Christian don't smoke.
我还不太敢讲说是每个基督徒都不抽烟。
You know, once I went to a church and preached, and I was saying, you know, God has separated to be holy and so that we don't steal, we don't smoke, we don't see movies and etc. I was carried away.
有一次我在一个教会讲道的时候，我就说到哦，基督徒让我神让我们基督徒不抽烟，不看电影，不做这个，不做那个，然后我就讲忘了。
And after the meeting, I saw one of their deacons was taking out a cigarette and smoke. I was so embarrassed. I don't know why I am embarrassed, but I was.
可是在聚会完之后，我看到从中间一个执事开始烟掏出来，开始点上了，我心里很不好意思。我也不知道为什么我要不好意思。
He should be the one who is ashamed of.
他也许应该有点不好意思。
But you know, God has called us to be separated, to be holy.
但是神实在是把我们呼召出来，要让我们不一样，要让我们变成成圣。
Deuteronomy chapter 26.Oh, I know many people will hate me for quoting so many Old Testament Bibles.
我想有些弟兄姊妹一定受不了。我们现在都在看旧约啊。
Deuteronomy 26.
生命记第六章。
Please bear with me. We are going to make a point clear.
我们在这里只想把有一点讲清楚。
And verse 18 and 19.
第十八节跟第十九节。
What does it say here?
这里他这里说什么呢？
And the Lord has declared this day that you are his people, his treasured possession, as he promised, and that you are to keep all his commands.He has declared that he will set you in praise, frame the honor high above all the nations he has made, and that you will be a people holy to the Lord your God, as he promised. Chapter 26, verse 18 and 19.
Chapter 26, 26章, 对不起啊 ,26章第
Do you young people have Bibles with you? Would you turn with me again, please? Chapter 26, verse 18 and 19.
十八、十九两节，我念。耶和华今日照他所应许你的，也认你为他的子民，使你谨守他的一切诫命，又使你得称赞，又使你得称赞美名尊荣，超乎他所造的万民之上，并照他所应许的，使你归耶和华你的神为圣洁的民。
You know why we have to be holy?
你知道为什么我们要圣洁吗
？Because we are given to God.
因为我们是要献给神的。
Look at those horses. They are only fit to draw king's coaches if they are separated.
你们看那些神国王的骏马，他们这配拉那个车子，只是因为神将他们分别出来。
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus?If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.